Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and all of our free podcasts. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Twitter account for BetMUFC. That's at BetMUFC, at BetMUFC. You can also follow the Twitter account for LockBetting.com. That's at LockBetting.com. That's at LockBetting.com. So LockBetting.com without the dot. That's my premium pay service that has delivered 107 months in a row of transparent track profit, and we're on absolute fire this month. We've only had two losing days out of 20 days so far. So two losing days, 18 winning days. So we are guaranteed to get to month number 108. And month number 108 means that we have been undefeated in sports betting for 9 years. 9 years without a single losing month. And there is still a ton of action this month, even though we are late into the month. We have the end of the domestic soccer season. Huge days in Italy and the Premier League on Sunday. We have the Europa Conference League final. We have the Champions League final. We have the Tennis French Open starting this weekend. That's a major, major tournament. And we'll be covering that over at lockbetting.com. We'll also be dropping a podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And, of course, we have the NBA playoffs, we have NHL, we have MLB as well, we have combat sports, we have so much still to come this month. So head over to lockbetting.com to get involved with the service that will have delivered 108 months in a row of transparent track profit. If you want to do the research, the P&L for month number 107 is the pinned tweet at a Twitter account at lockbetting.com. That's at lockbetting.com. If you look at that P&L, you'll be able to see the type of plays we do. You also see members' comments underneath the bottom of the post verifying the fact we have delivered 107 months of profit. If you want to do a little bit more research on the previous months, have a look at the tags underneath that P&L. I'm looking at tags like football, tennis, NBA, etc. One of those tags at the bottom says P&L. Click it and you'll be able to see all of the other previous P&Ls. Again, you'll be able to see the type of plays we do and you'll be able to see members' comments verifying everything. You'll also see that we don't have very, very high stakes. We stake very, very sensibly. No 5-star plays, no 10-unit maxes, no 20-unit whales, none of that crap. All legitimate stakes, all sensible stakes, and we really do look after your bankroll, and we do make a profit for you every single month, or at least we have done so far for the last 8 years. Moving on with this edition of Scommetta Italia, the final one for the 21-22 season, and all eyes will be on Sunday as the title will be determined. Now, Milan are in a position where all they need to do is avoid a defeat. As I outlined last week, head-to-head comes before goal difference. So if you're looking at that table and thinking, oh, Billy's wrong, I'm not wrong, because head-to-head counts first. And the AC Milan head-to-head record against Inter is better than Inter's record against AC Milan, as they've won one and drawn one against them. So if the points are level on the final day, AC Milan will be the champions. And to be level, they just need to get a point. So if Inter win and AC Milan get a point, AC Milan will be the champions. So they need a favour from Sassuolo. And that's a difficult game for AC Milan on the final day. This is far from over. In fact, I would say this is a lot closer than the EPL title race. If you're looking for a favour from someone, Sassuolo away is a lot tougher than needing Aston Villa to get a result away to Manchester City. So this is going to be fascinating on Sunday. I just wish the leagues coordinated with each other. I wish this wasn't all happening at the same time, because the conclusion of the EPL season will be at the same time as the conclusion of the Serie A season. And that, for me, is a shame, as I would like them separated, as I would like to watch everything that's happening separately on Sunday night. Let's first begin with the games on Saturday night, because there are still things to decide in Serie A other than the title, and that includes the European places. With Roma picking up a win today, they are safely now into the Europa League next season. They don't need to win the Europa Conference League to get into that. Obviously, they'll want to win that to win a trophy, but as a result of their win against Torino, they are now safely in the top six, which is where you need to finish for a Europa League spot. They're sitting in sixth spot, and they cannot be caught by Fiorentina or Atalanta. But Fiorentina and Atalanta will be battling for the Europa Conference League spot on Saturday. And we begin by looking at Atalanta at home to Empoli, where Atalanta are the 1-5 favourites. It's 13-2 on a draw, and it's 11-1 here on Empoli. It's clear to me that Atalanta will do their part here and win this game. Empoli are in 14th place in the league. They've been in poor form as of late, as we've got to the second half of the season. They were a team who were scoring a ton of goals and conceding at the other end as well. So they were exciting at the early part of the season, but their goals have dropped off a little bit for themselves, and they've still been conceding the same amount of goals, and therefore maths will tell you that their results have, as a result, got worse. In this game, I think that Atalanta will win, and I think we will get the contribution from Empoli. I would go as high as tacking on over 3.5 goals here in this game. Empoli have won just one of their last 20 Serie A games, a run that stretches back to December 2021. Atalanta already hammered this team 4-1 on their own turf back in October. The hosts need to win this game to have any chance of qualifying for the Europa Conference League. They go into this game level with Fiorentina. But of course, the head-to-head record here comes into play. The head-to-head record that I mentioned for Milan and Inter comes into play here as well, because Fiorentina have a better head-to-head record than Atalanta against Atalanta this season, despite the fact Atalanta have the better goal difference. So they need to better Fiorentina's result, and I would argue that Fiorentina definitely have the more difficult game. So we're going to go for Atalanta to win this game, with the over 3.5 goals here as well. Over 3.5 goals have been scored in 3 of Atalanta's last 5 games and in 4 of Empoli's 5. So I'm confident about tacking it on. And we're actually getting plus money here at the price of 6-5 plus 120. Up next, we look at the Fiorentina game. They are at home to Juventus. And Fiorentina are the 5-6 favourites to win this game, which is quite short. I guess people are thinking that Juve have nothing to play for here, so they're just going to lie down. It's 14-5 on the draw, and it's 3-1 here on Juve. I wouldn't be certain that Juve are just going to lie down here. I think even if they rotate, they could put up a decent effort here where they can get a point, and that point will be good enough to put Atalanta into Europe and knock Fiorentina out at the last minute. I think the safest way to bet this game would be to take goals. I'm going to go for over 2.5 goals here, which is available for you at 7-10. Fiorentina have seen over 2.5 goals in 4 of their last 7 games. Juve have seen a minimum of 3 goals scored in each of their last 5 games. Fiorentina have gone 7 Serie A games without a clean sheet. And although Fiorentina are favourites here, I wouldn't be backing them as they have actually lost 5 of their last 6 games, which is why they are in this position. They were looking for a Europa League spot. Now they're clinging on to a Europa Conference League spot as a result of their poor results. Up next, we'll look at a game that's somewhat irrelevant as Verona in mid-table and Lazio have already secured Europa League football, so they'll be looking to just finish strong in front of their own supporters. They're the 3-4 favourites to get this home win against Verona on the money line. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's 16-5 here on Verona. I think in this type of situation, you usually just divert to the home team. They're the ones that are going to be more motivated to finish the season strong. And that's what we'll take here in this one. There could be goals in this game. For the last 5 games, the feature of Verona have contained goals at both ends. And Lazio have seen both teams score in 6 of their last 7 matches. Lazio have won 6 of their last 10 league meetings, only losing to Roma and Milan in that time. So not losing to any of these bottom half teams. So I like Lazio to come away with the win here. Simple play on the money line, as I think they'll be the team that are more incentivized. Up next, another game that doesn't really mean too much. It's Spezia at home to Napoli. Spezia are now safe on 36 points. They are 5 points clear of Salernitana. Salernitana are still outside the relegation places, but they can be overtaken by Genoa or by Cagliari here, with Cagliari sitting 2 points behind them and Genoa sitting 3 points behind them. So this is a difficult game to handicap because it's a game that doesn't matter at all. Napoli, of course, are the favourites to win it because they are one of the teams who qualified for the Champions League. So just by being a far superior team, they are the favourites. They are the 1-2 favourites. It's 18-5 on the draw and it's 19-4 here on Spezia. I think with nothing on the line here, this could open up and be a wide open game as a result of the fact that it's an irrelevant game. So it's almost like a friendly, pretty much. I think Napoli will win, and I think Napoli in over 2.5 goals could be a way to bet this. That gives you even money plus 100. I say that despite the fact it's an irrelevant game, just because Spezia have lost 4 of the last 5 Serie A games and they've conceded a minimum of 2 goals in each of their last 5 matches, a total of 14 actually, and each of those which contained over 2.5 goals. So if you're playing like that and you're conceding a guarantee of 2 goals a game, it's difficult for me to make a case for Spezia to score 2 goals against Napoli here. And Napoli are just 1 of 3 Serie A teams this season to score 70 goals or more this season, along with Lazio and Inter. So I think over 2.5 goals could be a good addition to the play on Napoli on the money line. Sorry. Up next, we now get to the title deciders. Inter Milan versus Sampdoria and Sassuolo versus AC Milan. This happens at 5 o'clock UK time, 12 p.m. East in the US. We start off Inter Sampdoria first, where Inter are the 1-11 favourites to win this game. It's 9-1 on the draw, and it's 22-1 here on Sampdoria. What do you do when a team is 1-11? You obviously look for another bet. I think the best way to bet this would be to take Inter Milan to win and then to tack on the over 3.5 goals in this one. And you could even get a contribution from Sampdoria, who come into this off the back of a 4-1 win last time out against Fiorentina. And they drew 2-2 with Inter in the reverse fixture back in September. Sampdoria have also seen both teams score in 3 of their last 5 games, whereas Inter have seen both teams score in 7 of their last 8 games. And they need a win here to have any chance of winning the title. If they win here and Sassuolo win against AC Milan, they will be the champions. Inter have won each of their last 4 matches, including an extra time win over Juve, which saw them win the cup. And all of those have had goals at both ends. So I feel that if we get the contribution from Sampdoria, this play is going to cash easily, because I definitely think that Inter Milan are going to score their share of goals. I think they're going to definitely score 3 goals in this game. You could take the over 2.5 goals team total, but it's quite juiced at the price of 3-5. And I like this selection on Inter and over 3.5 goals. You're still not getting plus money though. You're getting -110 here at 10-11. So I would probably avoid this game and just bet on something else, or just watch this as an interested spectator, wondering where the title goes, wondering if AC Milan can actually finally win the Serie A title after being pretty much an obsolete team for so many years since the mid-2000s. Inter are the 5-1 underdogs to win the league at the weekend, and AC Milan are the 1-8 -800 favourites to lift the Serie A title on Sunday. And in order to do that, all they need to do is avoid defeat against Sassuolo. They are the 1-2 favourites to actually win that game. It's 4-1 on the draw, and it's 6-1 on Sassuolo. Sassuolo's motivation may be questioned, but I think they're going to want to finish strong in front of their home supporters. In addition to that, I think everybody likes to play spoiler. They're involved in a very, very high-profile game, so their players will be getting the spotlight here. Regardless of that, I think AC Milan will win this game. And I think the play for me is going to be AC Milan to win and under 4.5 goals here. I don't think they're going to play for a draw, but I do think they'll be a little bit more conservative and they'll try and catch this Sassuolo team when they can. And I think they're good enough to do that. AC Milan to win and under 4.5 goals is a plus money selection at 21-20. AC Milan have won 5 consecutive Serie A games. Nobody saw that when they were looking at the running. They've been really, really good. And that's why they're in a position to win the league here on Sunday. AC Milan have only conceded 2 goals in the last 10 league games. They really tighten up their back line. And 9 of those contained under 3.5 goals. And we only need under 4.5 here. And Sassuolo are not finishing this season strong. They are a very good team, which is proven by the fact they've won away to AC Milan, Inter Milan and Juve this season, but they've only won 1 of their last 5 matches. So AC Milan and under 4.5 goals would be the way I bet this, and I see the title going to AC Milan. Moving on to the late kickoffs, these games will determine relegation. We will already know Genoa's result by the time Salernitana and Cagliari play. Salernitana up first. They're at home to Udinese, where they are the 7-10 favourites on the money line to win this game. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's 16-5 on Udinese. Salernitana have drawn the last couple of games. That has somewhat halted their relegation miracle run, which got them out of the relegation zone. Everybody had them 100% certified as going down. And then they went on this crazy run that they've won 3 out of the last 6. They're unbeaten in 6, and they are now in a position to stay up. I feel that all they'll need here is a point. And I'm going to go outside the box here, and I'm going to take them to get that point here in this game. Salernitana have drawn 3 of their last 4 Serie A games. They're unbeaten in 7 league outings. Meanwhile, Udinese have drawn 14 league games this season. Only one team have drawn more than them, and that's Genoa. And they're the only team with 16 who have drawn more matches in Serie A this season. And despite the fact that Salernitana will obviously be more motivated here, it's worth noting that Udinese are unbeaten in their last 4 away games, drawing 2 of the last 3. So I feel like a draw will be a good play here. I think at some point Salernitana will realise that's all they need as well. And that draw is available at +300, 3-1 here in this one. The final game we're going to break down here is Venezia versus Cagliari. Venezia are already down, so Cagliari here do have the opportunity to put some pressure on Salernitana here by picking up the win. Cagliari here are available at 4-6. It's 29-10 on the draw, and it's 4-1 here on Venezia. So what's interesting about this one is that if Cagliari win and Salernitana do draw, Cagliari will stay up. Now, the head-to-head records between the two come into play here if both teams are on 32 points. and they're exactly the same. They've had 2-1-all draws this season, but then we go to goal difference, and Cagliari have only got a minus 34 goal difference, and Salernitana have got a minus 41, which won't improve by them drawing, but Cagliari's will improve by them winning, but they don't need to improve anyway because they're coming into this game 7 goals better. So it's very, very interesting indeed. And by this point, if Genoa do get a win against Bologna on Saturday, it won't matter because they can only get to 31 points anyway. And by Salernitana getting a point, that will send Genoa down. And I do think they'll get that point at home. So it looks like Salernitana will need to win if Cagliari do win here, and they are the 4-6 favourites to do so. I'm just not 100% sure that I want to back Cagliari as such a short favourite. In fact, I feel like Venezia may put up some fight here in their final Serie A game of the season. In fact, their final Serie A game until they potentially get re-promoted again, because this is the end of them playing in Serie A. They won't be back next season. They'll be in Serie B. I think the most confident play I'm going to take here is for both teams to score. Both teams have scored in each of Venezia's last 5 games and in Cagliari's last 3. Venezia and Cagliari have conceded 69 and 68 goals in Serie A this season, so you can't trust their defences. And only Salernitana and Empoli have conceded more with 74 and 70. Venezia's last clean sheet came in November, while Cagliari have only kept 1 clean sheet since the final day of that month back in November. And the two teams shared a 1-1 draw earlier on this season as well. So I don't want to back Cagliari. I'm going to stay away from this. I'm just going to take both teams to score. And that selection is available at the price of 7-10. Moving on to the lock for the show, the final lock of Scudetto Italia for the 2021-22 season. I'm going to swerve the two main games. I'm going to swerve the Inter Milan game and the AC Milan game. I'm just going to let that play out. I think it's difficult as well. It's a no-win situation. Milan are a short price, but they're going to be nervous going into that game. I do think they'll win. But if they stumble at any point, then obviously in-play opportunities will open up in that game. But I'm going to go for a game here on Saturday. I'm going to go for over 2.5 goals here between Fiorentina and Juventus. I think the data is really good for goals in this game. Juve have nothing to play for, so they don't need to be defensively minded. I know that's really Allegri's style, but here they can be wide open and attacking. And Fiorentina are an attacking team anyway, and they need to win this game to make sure that they qualify for the Europa Conference League. So it's a must-win for Fiorentina. So therefore, I think it's going to be a wide-open attacking game. Fiorentina have seen over 2.5 goals scored in 4 of their last 7 games, while Juve have seen at least 3 goals scored in each of their last 5. Fiorentina have gone 7 Serie A games without a clean sheet, and they've also lost 5 of their last 6 games, and they're in a must-win situation here. So I think there'll be goals in this game, and that's going to be my top play. Your final lock for the season is Fiorentina and Juventus over 2.5 goals at the price of 7-10. We have improved on our lock record. We started really, really good at 18-5, and then we had a huge drop-off. Coming into this show, we've improved to 29-14. So if we finish 30-14, that's a very, very strong season for our first season covering Serie A here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. That's it for me and this final edition of Scudetto Italia. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.